All right, it's another episode of Lyrics Thoughts. How y'all doing out there? I'm here in Virginia and it is pouring. It is thunder, it is lightning, and I'm so not with it. But anywho's, I got a really good question today and I obviously have to answer this one. So the question was, why are 90s kids better than the kids after us? So I don't know what that generation would be called. Like, they're not millennials, because technically old people call us millennials. So I guess the 2000s kids, whatever. Anywho's, us 90s kids, and I'm talking about if you currently are between the age of 21 and 29, you are a 90s kid. Yes, you are. Okay. We are authentic. We are unique. We are really strong and we are really smart. I looked this up actually to see a list of reasons why 90s kids are the best, and I found some really, really good ones. For example, number one, we 90s kids are excellent spellers. Yes, that's right. I said it, spellers. Why? Because we had English teachers that actually taught us how to enunciate our words and sound it out. Remember that, y'all, in English class? Sound it out. How you think you're supposed to spell that word? Sound it out. And don't forget, y'all, this was the best one. The mattress commercial. 1-800-MATTRES. I know y'all remember that. And I know all of y'all just started singing it, because that commercial came on every single day between Maury and Jerry Springer. Okay. So, let's see. The next thing that makes us 90s kids so dope is that we had really good music. Like, us 90s kids, we were exposed to country, pop, and hip-hop. Like, come on now. It don't matter if you black or you white. You know all the NSYNC songs, the Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, or whatever that group was called. I forgot. And most importantly, don't y'all forget the Spice Girls. Okay. I don't know how many times I watched Spice World. Like, I know all the words. And you could not tell me I was not Scary Spice. And speaking of the Spice Girls, how many of y'all collected the stickers that came in the Spice Girls lollipops? Child, listen. I used to collect them all the time and stick them up on my grandmama walls, and I would always get a beating for that. But that's not the point. The point here is I was collecting them, okay? Let me think. The next thing that makes us so dope, we have Furbies. Remember that little stupid thing? First of all, I think a Furby is a gremlin, okay? And they just try to dress it up and make it look cute and sell it to child friendly. It's a gremlin. I hated it. Furby waking me up all hours of the night. Furby. That is the most annoying thing ever. Okay. I'm kind of glad they don't make those no more, because that was annoying. Another thing about us 90s kids, we had Toys R Us. Like, what are we going to do without Toys R Us? Like, even now, like, I would go to Toys R Us just to look at the toys. You know, I mean, I'm an adult, but still, looking in the Barbie section was like, oh my God, mommy, look at the Barbie. I had the Barbie suitcase. You know, the one where you open up and Barbie had all her outfits lined up. It was like a little walk-in closet, but it was in a suitcase form. Child, I will never forget my first Barbie. We was in the hood and I had a Barbie. Couldn't tell me nothing back then. Okay. Let's see. PlayStation was the thing. Crash Bandicoot. Come on, son. A-boop-a-da-boop-a-da. That little thing, what was that, a mask with little colors on it? Child, Crash Bandicoot was it. Mario Kart was it. Don't forget Sega. Okay, Sega Genesis, y'all. I had a Dreamcast too, and the only game that I played on Dreamcast was Crazy Taxi all day, every day. You could not tell me I was not going to be a taxi driver, okay? Oh, and what about, listen, if my mama pick up the other line, hang up the phone. all the time. But it was my mom, it was my grandmother, always picking up the other line from her room. And then she would cover the mouthpiece on the other line and make it hear like I couldn't hear her. I hear you, Nana. Hang up the phone. I hear you. I'm just talking to my friends. Get off the phone. Speaking of the phone, what about when somebody was on the computer and you wanted to get on the computer and they just hogging up your time, being mad spiteful, like your big-headed older cousins always on the computer, on AOL and on AIM, talking to their little stupid friends? Because, you know, we was like, what, junior high school, elementary school, and our older cousins was in high school and they thought they was dope because they could have been on the computer and we couldn't. Girl, I pick up that damn phone so fast. Beep! Connection was gone. You ain't on the internet no more. Take me outside. I want to go outside and play. Okay? Take me outside. Child. And that's another thing. We played. Like, we actually went outside and played and got dirty. And we messed up our good shoes. Child. I don't know how many times I messed up some good shoes. I got in trouble every single time. And I knew I wasn't supposed to be wearing the good shoes outside. But they was the coolest shoes. Like, I'm not going to go outside with no bum-ass shoes on my feet, Nana. And my friends out here walking around with their clean New Balances on. Remember the New Balances, child? I had the New Balances. I had the Skechers with the wheels on it. Boom. I was roller skating all over the hood. You couldn't tell me nothing. And the best part of being about the 90s. Easy Bake Oven. Yes, child. I was going to be the next Paula Deen out here in these streets. Everything from brownies to cupcakes, the cookies. That was me. y'all new kids. Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all walk around and listen to Lil Pump and Lil Yachty and dye your hairs all colors, and you're wearing tube tops, 13-year-old girls looking like they 21. What the hell is going on? When I was 13, I looked 13. You knew I was 13, okay? I had braces. I had glasses. My hair was in two braids. I looked my age, okay? Nobody was hitting puberty that damn fast. Your day out here putting on full face makeup, talk about wake and bake. Chick, you are 13, okay? And some of y'all 13-year-olds is still, y'all left back like 2-3 times. Girl, y'all so extra. And then y'all go to school just to be cute. Like, granted, don't get me wrong, we went to school, we was cute sometimes, you know, we did our thing, but we was still learning. Like, we still were able to pass a test. We still knew what studying was. This was before they had Quizlet.com and Flashcard.com. We was making our own flashcards, okay? On index cards, by the way. And then the best thing about being a 90s kid is that your parents was like considered kind of like 70s, 80s babies. So like we knew the real authentic rap music like Rakim, Eric B, Q-Tip, you know what I'm saying? The Tribe Called Quest. And it, like, y'all don't listen to that stuff that we listen to. Y'all don't do the things that we do. And I'm sorry, but us 90s kids was not on drugs. Y'all are out here popping Xanax and Oxys like it's Skittles. That's why we look younger than y'all. Y'all out here looking like full-blown crackheads. Y'all new millennium people or kids, whatever y'all call y'all generation is, y'all need to get it together. We damn sure wasn't doing none of that. At the most we would do take a little sip of Henny or Heineken every now and again when our mamas wasn't looking. But y'all go full-blown prescription pill popping. Y'all are crazy as hell, okay? That's why all of y'all overdosing now and committing suicide and all that nonsense. Y'all got to cut it out, for real. Y'all need to get under your big sister and big brother's wing that was from the 90s and learn some, okay? We trying to help you out here. We trying to make sure y'all straight. We trying to give y'all some real authentic multicultural lifestyle changes. You heard? But yeah, that's my thought. That's why I think us 90s kids are just absolutely fantabulous. And anybody that disagrees with me, I don't really care. You know? Because what I said is what I go. Because it's called lyrics thoughts, not your thoughts. Okay. Most importantly, guys, keep sending those questions. I love, love, love the fact that people are actually listening. I love the responses that I'm getting. This is fun. This is definitely fun. So keep it coming, guys. Love y'all. Later.